pray for him so he can see, so he can receive Holy Spirit. When he became a pastor, he was laid hand and he was sent out to preach gospel. Okay, so you are supposed to look for that chapter. It's between chapter 10 and chapter 15. You can look for one of them, and he became a pastor over there. So when did Jesus call Paul? So when did Paul address himself? Why did Paul address himself as an apostle? You know the answer already, right? Let's read another verse, a verse I tried to look for it, but I failed. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2. Chapter 9, verse 2. Chapter 9, verse 2. Liang? You are the seal of my apostleship. If to other people I am not, but you are. Not only you are the seal, because I am the one, really, thank God. He was the one who set up the church of Corinth. Using his hand, God using his hand to set up so the church over there. So if to other people he is not, but to Corinthians for sure he is, because they are the seal. So you know that indeed, that even though people do not proclaim him as an apostle, why people do not like him as an apostle? Why people do not like him as an apostle? Let's read chapter 10, 2 Corinthians chapter 10. This is not in 1 Corinthians, but it's good to know. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Chapter 10, verse 10. Chapter 10, verse 10. 10, verse 10. Jack, can you read, Jack? You are Jack, right? Garden Grove. That's why Paul asked them, do I need to go to you with love or with a stick? So Paul may go to them with a stick. Oops. Okay. Yeah. And his letter is scolding, sometimes scolding, pounding. Some of you, when you hear to a sermon speaker, do you feel like there are 1,000 needles under your butts?
You feel like, oh, how come we just keep pounding and pounding and pounding? Oh, and somebody would just walk out and slam the door. How many of you would do that? How many of you have this kind of experiences? Like the sermon is too hard to swallow. Always like cannonball, boom, 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 try to kill you or something, right? No, to some people feel Paul's letter was like that, and his expression was weak, and his word is what? 他的言语出俗, how do you say it in English? 言语出俗, his word is what? In?
Weighty and powerful.
Weighty and powerful, no. In? Contemptible, what does it mean? What does it mean, contemptible?
Huh?
Look down on it, down to earth. Like if your sermon say, if the sermon talk about, use a very 粗俗, very 粗俗, how do you interpret it, Rebecca? Not harsh. 粗俗, very. For example, if I say this, 这个人呢常常打呼磨牙间放屁。 This person always snores, snatching the nest teeth and fart all the time. Now, if I use this kind of word on the podium, the word is very 粗俗, very gross. In what? What's that word?
In
contemptible. Is the meaning like that contemptible? No? Man, my translation is like that. So Paul is not very polite speaker. He says that those who proclaim that you should have circumcision, let them cut themselves. Is it good to hear? But he's down to earth. He is that type of person. He's that type of letter is, that type of words is even in his letter. So he's not trying to polish his words, right? That's why people do not think he is like a apostle. He's like a street boy. Street boy? Do you call it street boy? Huh? Gangster. I'm a gangster. Anyway, so his word, 言语粗俗, 其貌不扬. Some people say that he was bold, and he has eagle nose, and short old man. That's why, well, this is not in the Bible's description, but some other books besides the Bible, when they talk about Paul's biography, they say that he was short, bald, and eagle nose, and speak with very down to earth. Yeah. Anyway, why do I say that? That's why some people do not consider him as an apostle. His word is too much to take. But we just mentioned that if he is not an apostle to them, to other people, Paul said he is for sure an apostle to them. What is an apostle? What is an apostle? What does apostle do? What did they do? The whole slide will be your homework. So, anybody want to find out the answer, or I will leave you to do the homework? What is an apostle? Huh? It's a teacher. Teacher of what? Please read Romans chapter 1, verse 1. 罗马书一章一节. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Can you read, brother? What's your name?
Dennis.
Dennis, please read.
Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel.
Set apart for the gospel. Solely set apart. 特派传福音. Apostle is a person who 特派传福音, set apart for the sole purpose of preaching gospel. Of course, the 12, become the 12 apostles is a little bit different than just, I don't know. Well, let's read another verse. Just try to point out my meaning. Acts chapter 2, when Judah died, commit suicide, they tried to elect a person to replace his place. And what is the qualification? This is apostles' qualification. Okay? Acts chapter 1, verse 21. Actually, there are two qualifications over here. After reading, can you tell me what are the two qualifications to be an apostle? Mayo, can you read, please? Chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Acts chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. Okay, so from this verse, what are the two qualifications to be an apostle? Huh? Yes. Huh? Huh? Yes, they need to be witnesses. Jesus, huh? They need to have the witnesses of Jesus. Have Paul ever witnessed Jesus? Ever saw Jesus? Ever seen Jesus? Jesus? No? How was he called? Yeah? There was a light shine upon him, and a voice talked to him, right? Right? So I think this is like experience of Jesus as well. And the other qualification is that they need to be what? 做复活的见证, they need to be set apart for the gospel, to testify the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Make sense? Hello? Make sense? They need to be set apart. Over here it says that 同做耶稣复活的见证, they need to be witnesses, become a preacher of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Make sense? Hello? So that is what is an apostle? I think the answer you can pick up from the Bible. Okay, let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Candace, can you read? Who is Sotini? Okay, and why he need to be, he is, so you know the answer, because here, right? You know, Seneca care is not like nowadays 教会管理员, it's very different, no? Nowadays the Korean church also assign people to take care of the church. Korean church do that? Assign someone to take care of the church? Of course, USA people do not know that because, we have. Do you know there's a church care in this church? There's a person who care for the church over here? Two? Dennis is over here? Who is Dennis? Daniel? Danny, and who else?
Dennis.
Danny, you are here? Who? He's here? Which Danny? You? Oh. Oh, you're here. So you are church care. Okay, so when Sotini says that he is the synagogue, did he say care? Did he say?
It says ruler.
Okay. You're not a ruler. Okay. Usually in the old days, Jewish society, synagogue care are elders. That's why they say rulers, yeah? They are elders. But of course, Danny and Dennis, they are not elders, but Sotini was. Could be. The Bible did not say, but the Bible said rulers, yeah? But very likely he was an elder. He was converted, he was the early worker, in the Corinthian church. That's why 两个一起就问安, both of them greet the church in to Corinth. Continue reading verse 2, please. Sorry to interrupt you.
To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints with all who in every place call on the
name of Jesus Christ, called to be saints. I think I asked you this concept already. So who are the saints over here? Who are the saints over here? Samuel, you know, yeah? I think we shared about this in the past.
In the here.
Yeah, yeah. So who are the saints? Everyone. Everyone believe in Jesus Christ, got baptized as saint, according to the Bible. But it's very different from Catholic concept. Catholic, if you look at the Catholic Church, they have St. Peter, St. John, St. Mary, like all the, any school is saint. St. what? St. Joseph. St. Joseph in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is St. Joseph College, I think. How about in your state? They are always saint something, right? What is the qualification for Catholic Church to make a person saint? Of course, you don't need to know. Or you know. What is that? How did Catholic Church make a person saint?
They had to have done an extraordinary act.
Yes.
And then a miracle has to have been connected to a prayer dedicated.
Wow, how do you know that?
I went to Catholic school.
Oh, you went to Catholic school. Yes. If you are only allowed to be, did you say ordained? No, actually, after they die, they call them saints, right? After they die, if you can find out that in their life, they perform certain miracles, pertaining to their prayer, right? This is one of the qualifications. So according to Catholic standard, you are not a saint. But according to Paul's standard, anyone who got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you are a saint, right? So this is Saint Samuel, Saint Sean, Saint Sean. So all of you are saints. This is very different from Catholic concept. So you understand the concept of the Bible. There were two types of, this is only for reference, you don't need to know this, but there are two types of letterhead when Paul write his letter. This is very standard, one of the standard one. The other one, if you're interested, you can come to me. I can show you where are in the Bible. There are another type of letterhead. When you wrote email, do you have a standard letterhead? When you wrote business letter, do you have standard letterhead? How many of you are major in business? You know there's always a standard letterhead when you write official business letter, right? Okay? Even like you write email, usually you have certain type. For Christian, like we may say, may peace of God and grace God be with you, right? You agree? Hallelujah. May the Lord of Jesus be with you. Oh, grace of Jesus. This is standard letterhead. In the old days, they also have standard letterhead. But already, when we go too far now, you don't need to know this. This is the map. I guess all of you know where is Corinth, right? Do you know where is Corinth? Does Corinth still, this city's name still exist nowadays? Can you find the city of Corinth nowadays? Yes, yeah? Yes. We have a sister want to open a restaurant over there. she's from China, and she take care of the Athens church. Do you know we have a church in Athens? Do you know? Yes, you know. We have church in Athens. Now, it's economic is very bad. We are worried about their life because member in Athens, they don't open stores. Their life is more hard. Usually, a lot of Chinese over there, they will carry a board, using something to carry with their shoulders, and put a lot of items on it, and go to the coffee shop and waiting for people to buy, or they will sell it over there. Then maybe nail clipper, maybe wallet, maybe glove, put on. They live a very, very, should I say harsh, easy life. Besides, right now, the economic is so bad. If you read the news, you know, Greece almost went out from Euro zone, right? Almost, but they got kept. This is too much. But I just want to tell you that nowadays, Athens is still there. Paul preached to Athens in a place called Areopagus. And Areopagus was not very far from Athens Church. If you visit Athens Church, it's about 20 minutes walking distance. It's a hill, and Paul was preaching over there. And the city, Thessalonica, is over there. Well, current modern pronunciation is Thessalonica, but nowadays in English, if you go there, they will pronounce Thessalonica, but in Bible we pronounce what? Thessalonica, right? But in Greek, it's Thessalonica. It's very interesting to hear that kind of pronunciation. So you got to know that. So you know that it is, where is it? So Corinthians is very close to Asia. It's Asia Minor. And so it was a port. It was have influence of Eastern culture and influence of Western culture. And because it is a port, it is quite busy, and people are rich over there. In the old days, even nowadays, like if you go to South Africa, like this time I went to a port called, we have a member over there, called Elizabeth Port, Port of Elizabeth, P-E. Now, how come we have a member went there? Because again, it is a port, and there were goods imported and exported, and a lot of jobs. That's why people have jobs to do. That's why our Chinese member has business to do over there. Corinthian church is like this. They were a busy place. Maybe goods from west to east maybe will come here. So it's a very prosperous area. And there were temple inside. Of course, if you go Google it, you'll notice that there were Zhou Si, how do you say Zhou Si in English? The greatest, Zeus. Okay, Zeus, temple of Zeus over here. And in the old days, when it comes to Greek temple or those type of Gentile temple, usually provide prostitution. They call it Miaoji, temple prostitute. That's why you see the city is quite immoral. That's why there were immoral issues, Mary's stepfather. And that's why the Bible says in chapter, I think 8 to 10, about your freedom to eat in the temple. Right? Chapter 8 to 10. Talk about your freedom to eat in the temple. Because there were famous temple over there. I don't know, how many of you visit Corinth nowadays? Have you ever take cruise and go there and your parents take you there? How many of you? Do you still find the old Guji, old temple over there? All the pillars of temples over there? Maybe one day you can go and take a look. So just let you know this place is rich. That's why people are kind of pop up. When you are somebody one day, when you are successful one day, when you are rich one day, a lot of time you like to, you could be very strong will. A very strong personality. You think that you are somebody. Your work count. Sometimes you will even despise the worker of God, even people like Paul, because you are well off. If you are, you know, maybe you come from a little country, you have not much, maybe you won't be that pop up. But once you have knowledge, once something, it's not easy for you to stay humble. That's why Corinthian church has a lot of problems. Okay, now you know where is Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. verse 4 to verse 9. Verse 4 to verse 9. Angeline. Which one is right? Angeline. Okay, 请读. 大声一点. Verse 5. 6. You come short in no gift. Your gift is not any worse than anybody else. Verse 8. That's it. 9. 9.
God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Okay, this is greeting. This is giving thanks to God because of what they have. Yeah? So one of the things Paul mentioned over here is that they are rich in speech, in knowledge, and in... They are not left in any type of gifts. This is the characteristic of Corinth church. Let me ask you a question. Is speech eloquency important to serve the Lord? Important to serve the Lord? Or what is number one fear in your life? Public speaking, right? Speech is important. To 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. Even like preaching gospel also need words, right? Also need speech. 你是俄文来的,对不对? You're from Irvine, right? What's your name?
Jackie?
Jackie Chan. What is your last name?
Ye.
Ye, Jackie Ye. Okay, not Jackie. Okay, please read chapter 1, verse 5.
Verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of Thessalonians of God, Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ.
1 Thessalonica, chapter 1, verse 5.
Oh, 1 verse 5.
Yes.
Sorry. 1 verse 5. For our gospel did not come to you in words only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. As you know what kind of man we were among you for your sake.
So come. Gospel reached to you by what? How many elements are here? How many? How many elements needed to be for the gospel to preach to Thessalonica? Three. Some people say three. Some people say four. Any other answer? Some people say three, some people say four. I'm looking for another one answer. Huh? Four? And? Any five? Five. Jack said five. What are the five, Jack? Verse five. Number one is what? Words, right? God's granted by words, and then by power, right? Hello? Hello, are you with me? Three, by what? Holy Spirit. And four, by what? Faith, right? Faith, right? Hello? And five, by what? How do you conduct yourself, right? So when you preach gospel, there are at least five elements. You have these five elements. You gotta have power, you gotta have faith, Holy Spirit, you gotta have good deeds, and then you gotta go through words. Make sense? Hello? Are you asleep? 你们睡着了吗? Okay. Alright, so Corinthian church was is abundant in their gift. One of them is speech. I hope one day, brothers or sisters also, you guys can be gifted in giving sermon or in in counseling, using your words to help brother and sister, because it's very important. Words could be very powerful. He can build up a person with the Word of God, especially the Word of God. If you are equipped with the Word of God, really, I mean, I keep telling you when you were young, I mean, some of you, I know you when you were young, right? What are the two powers to create heaven and earth? I keep asking this question. What are the two powers? Word and Spirit of God, that's right. God says that there's light. God says, God says, and all the creation was done, right? And at the beginning, the Spirit of God hovered on the water. So today, when you come to the church, what are the two things we are doing over here? Word of God, right? You keep reading Bible, turn to that verse, and you pray, right? So it's the Spirit of God and the Word of God. So it's the same thing. Today, you want to be a strong person, like inner person got to be strong. You got to, someone got to preach to you about the Word of God. Or you got to learn to preach to other people concerning the Word of God. Or maybe not preaching, even counseling. Comforting. Even like you study Book of Ecclesiastes, wisdom. Ecclesiastes is full of wisdom. If you know that book well, you know what is the true meaning in life. You want to share with people about this. That's why gifted in speech is important. I hope that you shall pray for this. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Today, our local church needs sermon speaker, IE teacher, need counselor, and we need your help. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. 你是陈文的儿子, Kevin.
Calvin.
Calvin, not Kevin, Calvin. Chapter 14, verse 1.
14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts.
Thank you, loud enough.
But especially that you may prophesy.
Yes. Pursuing love, this is the greatest. According to chapter 31, read chapter 12, verse 31.
31. But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way.
The best gift, the excellent way, actually referred to chapter 13, love. So it says pursue love, very important. But it's especially mentioned about pursuing the spiritual gift, especially prophecy. You know, True Jesus Church, the way we run our church is very different from the other denomination. The other, all they need to do is invite a very eloquent pastor, stay seen over there, and many people like to listen to the Word of God. They will be coming. They'll have donation. He can help the member, one pastor, to take care of the whole church. If one pastor is not enough, they hire assistant pastor. They hire 青年牧师, pastor youth, right? Pastor for youth. They hire all type of pastor just to take care of one church. But True Jesus Church, the way we run is very different. We don't rely on one pastor. We rely on Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit move you become a sermon speaker. You go up there and deliver the Word of God and edify and build the church. That's why you come here. It's not only for no cultivation only. You come here to be trained so that you can be a worker of God. That's why before you graduate in United States, TS, you need to give a sermon before you can graduate. Do you know that? Do you guys know that? This is very unique, ITS, in the whole world. Why? Because we believe that you who have the education, who learn knowledge, you are equipped. You are capable to learn, some of you, most of you, to deliver, to edify brother and sister, because your pastor, your preacher will be gone. Can you imagine nowadays we only have 12 full-time preachers or pastors, but we have 30 house of prayer and churches. 30 in the United States. You just divided how many, one preacher got to take care of how many churches? Huh? Three, yeah? Or three. Actually, I think Pastor Vuti take care of how many? Dallas, Houston, Hawaii have, who is from Hawaii? Nobody's from Hawaii. Hawaii have Maui, Maui have two churches, and Oahu. Anyway, over there have three station over there. So it's not easy. That's why you don't see preacher all the time, right? So you got to be trained. That's why church, they are full with the, they have the gift of that. But be careful. Once you are, you know how to speak, it's harder for you to listen to other speaker. Is it true? Could be, right? Once you become a very good speaker, and then, oh, come on, this guy is lousy. No, don't do that. It's very bad. This is not the right attitude of the Lord. And let's go back to chapter 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 5. Your riches in speech and knowledge. Is knowledge important? Hello? Is knowledge important? Why it is important? Turn to Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Hosea 4:6. Do you know who is Hosea? After Daniel. Chapter 4, verse 6. You are Patrick's daughter. You are Sarah. Sarah. Yeah, chapter 4, verse 6. Yes. My people perish because of knowledge. You forsake my knowledge, I forsake you. Oh. So knowledge is important. Knowledge of the Bible is important. Yeah? 你听得懂英文吗? Oh, okay. 你从哪里来? Vancouver. 你叫什么名字?
Pardon?
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike. So yeah, nice to see you, Mike. Are you okay? Okay. Yeah, so if you forsake knowledge, I will forsake you. And also forsake your children. Now, can you give me an example of God forsake him because he forsake knowledge? Who is son? Forsake knowledge and God forsake them. Who is son? Eli's two sons was forsaken by God. Is it because they have forsake knowledge? Maybe they know, they just did not do it, yeah? So who forsake knowledge, God might forsake him. How about Uzzah? Uzzah. Did Uzzah have the knowledge not to... Do you know who is Uzzah? Uzzah. How do you say his name? Uzzah. Uzziah. Sorry, Uzzah is Chinese name. I thought just direct interpreter. Do you know who is Uzziah? 不是 Uzziah, not Uzziah. Let's turn to the Bible, it's easier. Second Samuel. Sorry, Chinese and English sometimes don't match. Second Samuel. Chapter 6. There's a guy, what is his name? Verse 6. You're from Boston, and your name is out of my mind, sorry. What is your name? Jessica, yes. Jessica, can you read 6-6? 6.
And when they came to Nashon's threshing floor, Uzzah.
Uzzah
put out his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it.
Okay, why he was forsaken by God? Did he know that he not... Ark of God, you cannot even watch. How can you like touch? You cannot even look into it. How can you touch? The law says you cannot do it. It's like an icon presenting God. It's supposed to be hidden in the most holy place, right? Surrounded by all the high priest can go in once a year and then to offer sacrifices, but Uzzah was forsaken by God because of lack of knowledge. Today, for you to be trained to serve the Lord, you got to use Bible's way to run the business of God. One day, if you become council member, I know maybe you are CEO in Facebook, CEO in Google, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you will be, maybe not CEO, VP? Yeah, you know all types of techniques to manage the company. But you got to understand that if you only understand the worldly way to manage company, doesn't mean you are able to manage the house of God. You got to understand this. You know what? If we want to prosper the church, if we just give away the Bible, what is the best way to prosper the church? What is the best way to attract more people to come to the church? If you just forget about the knowledge of God, what do you think? Huh?
Sleep!
Invite people to come here to sleep. Probably you have want to have a lot of activities like dancing party, like bingo. Right? Everybody come here, play bingo and stuff. A lot of activities. Yeah, you can think of all kinds of ways to attract people to come here. But is it Bible's way? So for you to run a church, you got to have the knowledge of God. You cannot use ordinary way, ordinary fire. You got to use heavenly fire, heavenly way. Who used heavenly, ordinary fire and got burned by God, by God's fire? Who? Huh? Eli's two sons. Hey, is it? No, not Eli's two sons. What did you say? Whose sons? Yeah, Aaron's two sons, right? Yeah, 轮着两个儿子, right? Aaron's two sons. Oh. So, again, if that's why you need to learn the knowledge of God. That's why you need to come here to be trained. I keep saying that without training, serving God is a suicidal action. Right? That's why, please, finish PMVP. You know what is PMVP, yeah? Do you know what is PMVP? Hello? Do you know what is PMVP? It's over there. Yeah? Graduate this class, go there, another deep study, and you can do internship. Now we offer internship. You can follow minister. This year we have two brothers from that class. Follow Pastor Raymond to serve in New York Church. You do internship also, right? For the Lord. A lot of people become preachers because they enjoy, they see the glory of God in their internship. Now we have a TTP student, going to be a TTP student. He is a Hispanic background. He enrolled TTP because he went to Dominican Republic for several times. And when he go to Dominican Republic, he kind of figure out he enjoyed preaching. He loved sharing about Jesus Christ. That's why now, in the coming September, he will become a TTP student. Doing internship, you can see, sometimes the glory of God can see, wow, it's indeed very meaningful to serve the Almighty God. Oh. But one day, if you have a lot of knowledge, let's say you know the Bible inside out, you know the Bible from the beginning to the end. You can recite many verses. You become a very eloquent speaker. Be careful also. What is it? Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Chapter 8. Chapter 8. Verse 1 and 2. Angel. You are angel from Miami. You are angel. Angela, Angeline, Angela. Okay, but I always will 忘记, 对不起, 每次到 Angel, 我都不想要怎么念。 来, please read chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Verse 2. Yes. Even though you think that you know anything, but actually you know nothing according to what you ought to know. Meaning that you got to understand that knowledge of God could, you know, you can always dig in and dig in and dig in and you can always learn something. I always say that knowledge of God, Bible, is like onion, right? There's a lot of layers, you pierce. You know, the Bible is not like a mathematical textbook. A mathematical textbook, you know theory, you know formula, la, formula. You toast it, you dumped it, it's in over here. You don't need that. But this book is very interesting. Even the same passage, even like Mountain of Transfiguration, you heard this morning, different preachers will share different angles, different insights, different lights. Even next time you read it, even the same preacher or same you read it first time, second time, third time, you read different inspiration. That's how wonderful this book is. So if you think you know something, actually you know nothing according to you ought to know. Knowledge puff up. Knowledge puff up. Do you know this type of fish? They will puff a fish. And they will hurt people, yeah? Dare you to touch it when you catch that kind of fish. It looks like normal when it is in the water. But when you got hurt or endangered, you will become and start to poke other people, right? So when you, my time is up. So don't, when you have nothing, puff up. Let's pray together.